1959, the housing issue mushroomed. The Daily Texan investigated black housing and used pictures to illustrate that the dorms were both separate and unequal. A black male student was quoted in the Daily Texan as saying that on his dormitory application, they had scratched through all the white dorms and left the poorest facilities on the campus. He commented that Dorm D was considered integrated. In addition to blacks, it housed 6 Mexican Americans and 1 Japanese. For women, the problem was one of quantity as well as quality. Whitus House and Almitra's Co-op had so many applications that some women who could not get in gave up attending the university.